But Churchill had already set up a combined operations command to prepare for an eventual return, and in the meantime, to carry out harassing raids on the occupied coastline. Hitler attacked Russia in June 1941, and within weeks, Stalin began to urge the British Prime Minister to open a second front in France to divert the massive Nazi military pressure in the east. When the USA entered the war after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in December 1941, the prospect of a second front dominated the meetings of the three Allied powers. Churchill and President Roosevelt had agreed that Germany must be dealt with first, and only after her defeat should they turn to the Pacific and Japan. While the Russians held on grimly during 1942, the Allied commanders debated the details and timing of an attack. The Americans favoured a direct assault on northern France, codenamed Sledgehammer, for the summer of 1942. The British were sceptical, and Churchill was for a less direct approach, an attack on North Africa and the opening up of the Mediterranean. These arguments among the Allies in early summer were brought into sharp focus by the disastrous raid on Dieppe in August. This reconnaissance in force by Canadian units on a heavily fortified port cost over 3,000